From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A historic decision today. Britain has voted to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passions on issues such as immigration and sovereignty. Voter turnout was high at around 70%, as we hear now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in London.
There was enough enthusiasm, plenty of enthusiasm, because this was a very, very passionate debate. It centered on immigration, it centered on the economy, it centered on sovereignty, issues that touch people very closely, and people seemed to have a very strong opinion one way or another. There were many undecided voters, but even those, when I would interview people, they would have a great deal of anxiety and very much wanted to have a decision, wanted to make a decision. They considered it important enough in their history.
Uncertainty over the outcome of the referendum sent the British currency tumbling to a 31-year low against the U.S. dollar, as U.S. stock futures, along with other global markets, plunged in today's trading. In other news, the Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire and disarmament deal, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare and terrorism. Meantime, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army, where negotiations have not yet begun. United States has imposed sanctions on Kinshasa's police chief in the Democratic Republic of Congo for violence and murder of civilians, U.S. accusing Celestine Kalama and the police of creating a climate of fear ahead of the December presidential election. At least 40 people have died in election-related violence. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost.
Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition.
Speaking in Geneva, de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but explained they depend on the humanitarian conditions and security situation in Syria. Government in Jakarta today said seven Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the latest in a recent string of abductions in the waters between the two countries. Indonesia's foreign minister said the government would do everything possible to free the hostages. Officials in Jakarta said they could not confirm whether a ransom demand had been made or whether the captors were members of the southern Philippine-based militant group Abu Sayyaf. Abu Sayyaf began an insurgent group calling for a separate Muslim state, receiving money from al-Qaeda in the 1990s. Abu Sayyaf has released 10 Indonesian sailors, that happened last month, who had been held captive since March. Here in Washington, Democratic Party lawmakers shouted appeals to their Republican colleagues as they ended their 26-hour sit-in in the U.S. Capitol. They are upset that Republican leaders adjourned the House of Representatives in recess for 2 weeks without debating gun control legislation. Democrats vow to come back from the break to renew the fight. Long-running gun debate in Congress was renewed recently just after the worst mass shooting in U.S. history took the lives of dozens at a nightclub in the city of Orlando, Florida. President Obama's long push for immigration reform effectively came to an end Thursday when a high court deadlock cast into question the future of millions of undocumented immigrants and dashed the administration's hope to make immigration reform a key part of Mr. Obama's legacy. He spoke to reporters in the White House press room.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
President suffered a setback when the Supreme Court split evenly on his plan to shield an estimated 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.